Things can go really right and they can go really wrong, sometimes all at the same time. And how do you deal with the ups and downs of life when they really go up and really come down? We're on the phone with Trish Porter Topmiller. She's written a book called King Here. You're never too old, too rich, or too anything to meet Jesus. She has a fantastic story. She's an Olympian. She's with us right now. Good morning, Trish.
Hey, good morning, Todd and Steve. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, you wrote a book called King Here, but you didn't intend to write a book. It was supposed to be something else, wasn't it?
I literally, the outline came to me at my father's funeral, and I decided that it was such a great story. There were so many miracles and wonders when I looked back on his life. What seemed tragic actually was really God's hand and God working. And so the outline came, and then the story began to unfold.
Now, your dad, let's talk about your dad, because he suffered for some years with depressions and addictions. How did that all happen for him?
Well, it was, my dad was an amazing man. And so he was a multimillionaire, was successful in business, and really, though, had no need for God. And he was adventurous, and he was so much fun. But then he felt his financial fortress was invincible. And he even once told me, I have more money than God, and if I lost half my money, I would still be rich. Mm. And then, lo and behold, he ended up having a series of losses, which included his money and his health, and he became addicted to Oxycontin and oxycodone for 9-10 years, would only would sleep maybe 21, 22 hours a day and not get out of bed all day.
My goodness.
And so that became really tragic.
Mm. Well, as you're dealing with that, you had another 2 tragic losses in your life. What happened?
Yes. So one of the main losses is my daughter, who was an 11-year-old figure skater. We were traveling back and forth between Colorado and New Mexico so she could get coaching. And we were on our way home, and the Olympics were starting the next day. And I often do radio and TV interviews during the Olympics. And so my phone rings, and I answer the phone. I look at the phone, and it's Channel 13 TV from Albuquerque. And I thought, ooh, it's going to be kind of a fun, busy few days doing these interviews. And when I answer the phone, I hear a woman's voice say, can you please confirm that your husband, Pat Porter's plane went down in Sedona, Arizona? And at that moment, what do you do? What do you do? I didn't know what to do. I couldn't think. I pulled over. My world was just crashing down on me. And I got in the back seat with my daughter, and we prayed. We prayed that they'd be alive, but I knew in my heart that that wasn't true. And at that moment, my world changed. I lost my husband of 20 years, who was a 2-time Olympian and 8-time national champion, Pat Porter, in distance running. And then I lost my beautiful 15-year-old son, Connor, who was a U.S. national fencing medalist. And so happy and so full of life and so young. And at that moment, we lost half our family, and we lost our guys who were our laughter. And so my world changed. My world changed at that time. But I trusted God was how I got through was to cling to the Lord.
Was your faith, I want to say constant, but was there any moment when you were like, oh, God, why? Why did this have to happen?
Your heart, your mind kind of goes to the why. For me, it was a little bit of more of what happened to you. What happened? How did this happen? Hmm. I had a girlfriend, though, tell me. She said, Trish, I want you to take your left hand and put it up like you're going to pray. And then with your right hand, as life is going crazy and going all over the place, I want you to bring your right hand up to your left as if you're praying. And say, I trust you, Lord. And so that's really what I clung to and I stood on was, I trust you, Lord. And so, yes, you question and yes, but I didn't want to camp in those places because I knew those places were darkness. And so I wanted to camp in with the Lord and curl up at his feet and cry out to him because I knew he heard my cries and I knew he saw my pain and he saw my tears and I knew he was there with me. Mm. And so that's what I camped on.
Mm. Trish Porter Topmiller. Never too old, too rich, or too anything to meet Jesus. The book is called King Here. Thank you so much, Trish, for sharing some of it.
Thank you for having me.